views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you so desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, we are going to send you great gifts. We're going to send you awesome bonuses, and we're going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you to overcome the challenges you faced. And those tools that I'm going to share in there are the same things that I did in my own personal life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given just 30 minutes to live, how I overcame abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So you got to go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, click on sign up for the free newsletter, and we'll start sending all these great things to you. So my friend Christopher, how are you this week?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Sue?
Well, you know what? We have got this silly virus clearing, cleansing, whatever you want to call it, back in our house again. And, we're having fun with that. Like, it's been interesting. Got to say, that's what I can say about it.
Well, I hope that you're feeling better, Sue.
You know what? I'm sounding worse than I am. My voice has been going in and out today. And as you know, my husband, Ross, likes to have comments when I don't have a voice, right? So we're having a lot of fun with my voice going in and out. But no, I'm feeling a lot better. And hey, we're having a nice warm spring day here in Ontario, Canada. But I understand we're supposed to be having that big S word, you know, snow on Tuesday. Can you believe it?
I can't believe you're going to get any more snow. It seems a little late in the year for that.
You know what? We have gone from having winter coats on to spring jackets. It's been crazy. So, but I have some news to share with you, and I have some news to share with everyone listening. You know, Christopher, you and I have talked so much about all these angel experiences that we have on the show. Mm-hmm. And I am now in the middle of writing that ebook all about our angel experiences and how angels have guided us, and, you know, kind of behind the scenes stuff from the show, and how, you know, I'll be saying to you, Christopher, you shouldn't be having a party there. And meanwhile, there's no one there, but you're there and you're in the studio yourself. And, you know, you've got all those angels there with you. So that's what I've been busy doing that. Mm-hmm. And Ross and I have been busy with our little puppy. He's actually now 4 months old. Can you believe it?
Well, he must be growing, huh?
What's that?
Well, I know he's a little Shih Tzu, but he must be growing, though.
He's up to 4 pounds.
Can you imagine, though, 4 pounds? That's so light.
I know. Well, he's so tiny, but he has a lot of hair on him, and we've been waiting for it to warm up to get that, you know, his haircut. And so Ross and I, you know, we're really lucky that we can work from home and, you know, work our puppy training around our schedules. So we go out every lunchtime, and we take Marley and our Shih Tzu, Gus, out for a walk. And it's becoming quite a entertainment for our neighborhood, because people will look out and they'll see us on the corner and we're holding a treat at our forehead saying, watch me, watch me. And this is what part of training, what you do with a puppy is, you know, you want to get them to focus on you before they cross the road, and so they don't get hit by cars and stuff like that. So we smell like treats, dog treats, because we have them in our pockets everywhere we go now. And our foreheads, you know, sometimes we leave the treat on our forehead, and it's you know, we're having quite a hoot here, got to say.
Treats on the forehead, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. What they make you do is that, you know, you have your puppy sitting down, and then you have to like put the treat on your forehead, and you say to your puppy, watch me, so that's how you get their attention to get them to focus on you, right? So when they see the treat, this is how you start them, and then eventually it gets to be that you don't have to have this treat at your forehead all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we can say – it's so funny because we can say to Gus, you know, watch me, and then Marley right away, he'll sit down, and he's all ready, and we haven't even had to give him the treat or anything yet. So it's working. What we're doing is all I can say. I'm really proud to say. And, yeah, so that's that. We've been busy with that. So I'm glad that we don't have the snow today, because we've been out doing our watch me's and our downs and our, you know, sits and stuff like that. So can you top that as entertainment in your area?
Well, I don't know. I mean, hopefully this weekend will be entertaining.
I know. I was going to say this is a big event happening in the DePaul house this weekend, and I didn't forget, but I'm sure that maybe you want to inform some of the listeners what you're up to this weekend.
Well, let me talk about the more important things. I've got a couple of live broadcasts on Saturday. We're going to be at Charahoe Furniture's new mattress department from 9 to 11, uh-huh. or actually 9 to noon for our sports show. You know, Ken Collins, Sports Open Mic. So we're going to be over there. And then in the afternoon, we're going to be at another place called Top Guns RI. And then on Sunday, I'm not going to be working on my birthday because it's a national holiday.
There you go. See, I have you so well trained now, my friend. I'm just so proud
I know,
of you.
Because it's like a month long holiday. Just you taught me how to do that.
I know. I'm so happy.
So yeah. So Sunday, I don't know what I'm doing. I know the radio station is going to be at Extreme Freeze. That's the name of the place. Okay, and I don't know if you've heard of Dell's Lemonade. That's like a Rhode Island tradition.
Okay.
So that's what's going on for the radio station. As far as me, I don't know. We're all talking about going to New York City, but I don't know if it's a definite thing yet. But I'd like to do that.
Are you very far from there?
About 3 hours.
Okay, although that's not very far at all. We, Ross and I are taking a trip in May. I haven't told you, we're going to Branson, Missouri. And I don't have any idea what is in Branson, Missouri. I know they have different shows. And I think something's going to happen when we go, because just how it unfolded. And Ross just said he felt very strongly that we had to go to Branson. And as you know, in the past, how I've said, you know, we've had these trips come up and there's always a reason behind it. There's something unfolding around the reason for us going there. So I'm excited to go. So if any of our listeners can tell me what you do in Branson, I am really open to hearing more about it. But yeah, do you know anything about it?
Branson, Missouri? Is that where it is?
Branson. Yeah, Branson, Missouri.
I don't know, except I've seen some ads on TV for it, but I don't really know what's there.
Oh, okay. Well, I will let you know when we get back. We're going the end of May for a week.
So it's kind of a surprise to you, too, then.
It is. It's like an adventure. We're going to drive, and I think it's like a 15-hour trip for us. And then we're going to drive halfway one night and then stay at a hotel and then drive the other night. So, or get down the next day. So, yeah, it's exciting. So we have an interesting show today, but we're having some technical challenges. We've got to tell everybody.
Now, wait a minute. There's no technical challenges. Her phone's
busy.
This
is meant to be,
right? Her phone's busy, Sue. All of the equipment's working good. She has her phone off the hook.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's the case, because we have been having challenges with technology and phones in our area, too. Our guest today, folks, is Brenda Pierce. And if we can't get her on the show today, I'm going to tell you, we will definitely be bringing her back on, because she's an amazing girl. She's actually a lot like my twin. We're kind of doing similar stuff.
Another Sue London?
Sorry?
I said another Sue London?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was in front of you right now. That's all I could say. But no, there's something, like, there's stuff going on with this technology, because until a couple hours ago, our phones were actually ringing busy, and they were not ringing. And I had to phone our phone company, and they said, there's a problem with phones. And our guest does live in Ontario, Canada, I believe, as well. So we'll have to bring her back. But if you're listening, Brenda, please call in. What number do you want her to call if she is listening, Chris?
Well, she can call 401-322-9091. And, of course, our listeners can call 1-800-930-2819 if they're elsewhere around the world.
Perfect. So I think what we'll do, Chris, why don't we take a break? And by the way, folks, our topic today, we're still going to have the same topic. We're going to talk about Reiki energy healing, what it is, how it can help you, different stories that I've used it, and how it, you know, it can just change not only yourself, but your family, your pets, and the world. So, Chris, why don't we take the break? And I also have a surprise for you later, but you have to wait till the end of the show about that.
Oh, boy.
So let's take the break, and then when we come back, let's talk about Reiki. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I just got to tell you, we love being on the radio here because when you have technical challenges behind the scenes, you know, we can really put it out there and our guests can work with us. Well, I'm proud to say we now have Brenda on the show. thanks to technology, right, Brenda? You just don't know what to expect, can you?
No, you can't and expect everything.
Welcome to the show, by the way, my friend. You know, I'm laughing, folks, because a couple of hours earlier, I had emailed Brenda, and we're both at that same mindset, you know, both Reiki masters, and you can expect the unexpected in our lives. Right, Brenda? That's fair to say?
Absolutely. Yes.
And so I'd emailed her and I said, you know what, expect the unexpected because, you know, I'm writing this book now on angels. And when Christopher and I do our show, we just don't know what's going to happen because it's just like a new adventure. And sometimes we just have to, you know, give it up and just let, you know, God work his magic and his angels. And this is exactly what happened. We were both doing some trusting here today, weren't we, Christopher?
Yes, trusting each other too.
So, folks, I want to say if you are getting phone calls today, maybe check your phone system because I experienced the same thing happening earlier where our phone wasn't ringing. And Brenda, now you can get your phone checked after the show to see what's happening in your end of the country.
Absolutely.
So, why don't we? Folks, let me just tell you a bit about this guest of ours. She is an amazing lady. I'm kind of just thrown off here because we're all over the place today, but this is how it's supposed to be today. Now, our guest, as I was saying, is Brenda Pierce. You've just met her briefly. Well, Brenda is an RN. She's an author. She's a Reiki master, and she's the CEO of eFactorNetwork.biz and eFactor Radio. Now, after several life tragedies and holding the tatters of her marriage together, Brenda experienced the life-changing event of 3 minutes of hands-on energy work. That 3 minutes catapulted her into a life of learning more about the nature of reality. She learned that the tools that helped her to overcome that deep and difficult time to now to live a life fulfilled. Brenda believes truly that the rest of her life can be the best of her life. And she's going to share this message with you and the world. I'm so proud of this girl because she's taken a situation and made it into something so positive and great. And so I want to encourage you to learn more about Brenda. Now, she's got two websites I'm going to share with you. The first one is her healing website, and that site is biometrictherapy.com. So it's biometrix therapy. So it's therapy.com. And her media network, the website address for that is eFactorNetwork.biz. So Brenda, we've wasted so much time with connecting you and that. We've got so much to share. So can I get you to share with everybody what happened that in that 3 minutes, what led up to you having to have that healing that changed your life?
Oh my God, Sue, it's such a pleasure to be here with you and your audience. And thank you, angels, for allowing us to get connected because
for
I was
sure.
sitting on the couch with my phone waiting for Christopher to call and I'm going, So anyway, we are all here and it is as it should be. And I really have come to a place where I understand because 13 years ago, I was working at our local hospital and going through the throes of marital disaster. My husband was in hospital with an emotional breakdown, and our three precious children were 14, 8, and I think Allison was 3 or 4 at the time. And so I was a young mom, working shift work, trying to, you know, make sense of what the heck is going on. Yeah. And at our hospital, which was a little bit more, I'd say, cutting edge for the time, we actually had a Reiki master who was on the palliative care team. And so I remember one day I was working in the continuing care unit, and we saw this lady in the yellow coat, which is palliative care team. Mm-hmm. And she was going around very quietly. She looked very angelic, very peaceful, and putting her hands on people. And we kind of all looked at each other and went, what the heck is that freaky voodoo? What's going on here?
Yeah. I know the thinking. I know it. Yeah.
First blush, it's like, oh, my God, bring in the straitjacket. Forget the yellow coat here.
Yeah.
We didn't know what this was, and nobody told us. We just saw these little cards sitting around about stress breaks, and we're all going to each other, yeah, stress break. Oh, 15 minutes? Wow. That's not enough for the stress we're all going through. But anyway, but we did not know what she was doing. Okay. And so she knew, she must have known, seen out of the corner of her eyes, it's all kind of peeking around the corners and kind of falling around and kind of going, what's next? You know, is this allowed? We didn't know. So I went to break, and she followed us down. And there were just two of us in the staff room that time. And she came in very, and we kind of looked at each other, and we went, you know, like the, you know, the what's going on here? She's following us now.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, and basically she introduced herself, told us what she was doing, and we both indicated we had never heard of it before. And so she explained it, and then she asked for a volunteer. And I, like the day before, my husband in the hospital threw the wedding ring at me, and I was absolutely devastated because I did not know where the heck were we going to go from here next.
Yeah.
And so my heart was not at work, obviously, but I was there in body. Mm-hmm. So I volunteered for her to do her whatever at that point. And 3 minutes, I count them. Mm-hmm. She put her hands in various places on my head, neck, shoulders, legs. By the time she got to my chest area, she was just putting her hand around my underneath, on my midsection. And basically, I zoned right out. I lost consciousness. I lost a sense of reality of where I was, what I was doing.
Wow.
It was like totally, totally very bizarre. And I couldn't feel my hands anymore. I couldn't feel my feet anymore. I couldn't feel my body anymore. And basically, I drifted into what I now know as theta consciousness in that quickly. And
now, can
so
I ask you,
by the
Brenda,
time she was done.
What year was this that you had this done? How long ago was this?
13 years ago. So 2001, okay. 2002, somewhere in there anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Long enough ago that, you know, the thing is, though, the truth of it rings true even today because of the fact that it was such a profound experience. Well, I wouldn't be here with you today, Sue, if it wasn't for that 3 minutes.
And you know, as I'm listening to you, I want to point out to everyone listening because, you know, I'm always talking about that we're always surrounded and we're always supported by loved ones on the other side. And you're just, you know, echoing that again by saying, you know, here your husband throws his ring at you and you don't know where you're going to go. And then all of a sudden the right person shows up at the right time to help you to go through that process. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're sharing that, what happened and why I'm smiling, you're like my twin. Christopher, don't say anything as I say that either.
Too many
Christopher likes
Londons.
To tease me, Brenda.
That's okay.
What happened with me was a similar story. I was in the hospital with Crohn's disease, and I had this lady come in that was very showed up at the right time, and she basically said she could help me out of my pain. And I never saw her again. And she was kind of guided to help me. So it is amazing how we both have had very life-changing healing experiences with Reiki.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we go any farther, we have to go to a commercial break here. And I know people are asking, well, what is this? What is Reiki? Can you just share what that is for
quickly,
people before we go to
nutshell?
A quick break here?
I can. Reiki is a Japanese word for universal life force energy. And when you think about it, the energy that flows around us, like if you stand under your electrical wires like a corridor and you held up a light bulb, it would light up. That energy is all around us, and it doesn't have to be connected to a socket in order for it to flow. But basically what happens is people who are Reiki trained have an experience like what Sue and I both had, and basically go for training where we get attuned to the frequency of the energy around us. And then it's just like putting your hands like from jumper cables from a live battery to a dead battery when you have a, you know, obviously there's no power in your car. The cable is us, and we're connected to the universal battery, and it flows through us and to the person. The beautiful thing is it's not manipulated or controlled by the person who's doing the work. It just flows through, and it can energize you to a new level of just, I can't explain it other than it's like bringing life to a dead battery.
It is literally life-changing. And wouldn't it be fair for you to say that this is one of the greatest gifts that you've ever had given to you?
Absolutely. And I say that absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Same with me. Absolutely. Christopher, do you want us to take that break now? And then we come back, we'll talk more about it, because there's so much more to talk about with all.
All right, sounds good.
Does that sound good? So, folks, we're going to take the quick break, and then we come back. We're going to tell you more on how Reiki can help you in your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've got the amazing Brenda Pierce with us, and we're talking about Reiki energy healing. Now, Brenda talked before the break about how she had actually 3 minutes of hands-on healing that helped her just absolutely change her life. And I want to kind of add to that, Brenda talked to you about how Reiki works and how both her and I are Reiki masters, and it channels through us. We do not decide where it goes. It can go to a person, it can go to animals, it can go to our planet, it can go to literally anything. For people and animals, it goes to you, near 4 different levels of physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental levels, and it goes where it's needed. So if you were to go to a practitioner and have a Reiki session, what would happen is, you know, they may put their hands on top of, on your body, or they may put their hands above you, and you could feel a tingling. You can feel the sensation of calmness come over you. You could feel heat. You could feel like you just want to go to sleep. When I've had treatments before, I'll say to a friend, "Oh my gosh, you've cooked me again." Now, my way of saying, you know, you've really, you know, done a number on me is when I say you've cooked me again. And that's, you know, how powerful Reiki is, that it can be absolutely life-changing. Now, I think we've got Brenda back on now, right? Brenda, are you there with us again?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit there, maybe. Crank up your volume, can you?
Okay. How's that? Any better?
That's better. Folks, I'm telling you, you know how I said that we don't control the show? Well, there's definitely a show that it's got a bigger purpose here happening, that's for sure today. Okay, so Brenda, I was saying, you know, how the Reiki can help on, you know, the physical, emotional, spiritual, mental levels. What You found that it transformed you. What kind of things
Absolutely.
Did you find that it did for you? You found the calmness.
Well, what it did for me was
it helped
it gave
you at
me
the time when your husband threw the ring at you, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, obviously, I was at the lowest point I could possibly be, and you know, marriage is forever, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, and we certainly hit the bottom of all that at that point. And for me to experience the Reiki and to feel fantastic and relaxed, I basically, for the next 2.5 days, felt like nothing had ever happened. that I was living the life of everything was fine, and I was filled with ease and grace. And that was what was so amazing about it, was immediately after the session, I went right back up to the floor, and I was going, oh, my God, you can't believe what happened, you know, and I was euphoric. And I was just basically telling everybody, oh, my gosh, you've got to try this for yourself. And other people said, oh, that's messing with your you know, it's not Christian, it's not this, it's not that. I'm going, I don't care what it is. I said, it's wonderful, and I want to know more. And for the next 2.5 days, I was relaxed, and I slept good. So it was a life changer.
Yeah. And, you know, did you end up going through divorce with your husband?
Yes, twice.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. You know what? Why I'm asking that question is because with my first husband, he was abusive. And he was like that as I'm dealing with, you know, learning to survive with Crohn's disease. And when I had the Reiki treatments for myself, it was to help me with Crohn's disease. And you being a nurse, you know that with the side effects, the symptoms of Crohn's disease, you know, you lose weight, you can't eat, or you do eat and you lose it, right?
Yep.
And I would have the treatments, and what would happen for me is that I could leave there and I could eat this massive turkey dinner and it would stay with me and it was awesome. And then when I learned that my ex had a girlfriend or a few of them, I became empowered and I chose to go through divorce. And because he was abusive, and maybe you know this, and people who go through abuse, you know what I'm talking about, is that I felt I didn't have confidence when I had to go into that courtroom against him in you know, the challenges I faced with him. But I would go for Reiki treatments beforehand, and just having the Reiki not only helped me with my health when I was at that point, but it also helped to empower me to have confidence and be able to stand up to my abuser, which was huge for me. And I did not know that Reiki could do that for me until I experienced it.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing when you have a different thought process. Like Einstein said, a problem cannot be solved at the same level of thinking that it was created at. And so with that knowing, when my husband, I chuckle because we actually went through divorce twice with the same husband, was that the Reiki actually, even though he threw the ring at me and I started the divorce proceedings, the Reiki actually empowered me to find the strength to take him back.
So
we got back, we got back down to the last signature on the document, and he said to me, Brenda, my medications have kicked in. I am sorry. I never want to put you through another day of any of that ever again. And I took him back. And so then the Reiki helped me to be strong, empowered me to keep the marriage going, just as it empowered you to be able to do what you had to do with the divorce.
Right.
Now, my husband was a sweetie. He was a very hardworking person who was born to an abusive mother and who, and he never felt loved from his mother. So he was always looking for love, and we really, he was my soulmate, and I loved him. Like, obviously, it was a karmic relationship, not a soul relationship.
Right, yeah.
So we had to go through that, rinse and repeat, until 2010. And then what he did was he cycled every 6 years really bad. He would stop taking his meds. And every time he stopped taking his meds, the paranoia turned from the external, where he thought other people were in the mafia,
to where he thought
me and myself and the kids were in the mafia.
So Reiki has really had a huge impact on your life in a positive way.
Yes.
Now, do you, you being a nurse, are you still practicing as a nurse?
I am.
You can fit that into your schedule, can you?
My schedule's crazy. I work days, evening, nights, and, you know, everything in between. But I work in a nursing home, and I can't give it up because, you know, when I go to work, I say a Reiki prayer. May everyone and everything I touch today be blessed with Reiki love. And what I find is that the behaviors are lesser. And that also includes when I give the medication that I'm intending that it work to the highest good for the residents. And I truly believe that the environment is much better. So you know what? I can't give it up yet.
You know what? And I'm asking you that because our youngest daughter, she took her Reiki training to cope with her father kind of leaving her life. Now her stepdad, my husband Ross, she has, you know, taken on his name and she calls him dad. And so she went through a lot when we were going through stuff, and she took her Reiki training, and she works with in the healthcare as well, in nursing homes and in a walk-in clinic, and she uses Reiki every day helping people. And she sees a difference that how it helps people. And myself, some of you may have heard me share this on the show, but every week that I do a show, the same thing. I put it out that, you know, we send healing, you know, the Reiki healing to, you know, everyone who's listening so that they feel supported for their highest good. And people have come and said, you know, they feel this calmness when they listen to our show. It's just such a great gift. And I really recommend that y'all listening, you know, look into doing this training. Now, do you teach people still?
I do. Yes, I do. I have books made up. I made up my own curriculum. I'm actually looking to partner with somebody where I can do continuing education units for health practitioners using Webinar Jam, which is like Google Plus Hangouts, and having the interaction of that classroom environment. It's possible to be able to, because the energy knows no space or time.
That's
right. Really honestly have seen such amazing things from myself working with people around the world that I have no doubt I can do attunements on through the computer and Skype and all that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to share with everybody that if you go to my blog on AskSueLondon.com, if you go to my Facebook fan page, you're going to see on there, it's a distant, now correct me, Brent, if I'm wrong, it's distant Reiki and meditation event that you did from your show?
Yes.
Right? So, folks, after the show, check that out. Listen to that. I was listening to it, Brenda, and you were just, what my term I say, is cooking me. You were cooking me. I was almost falling off my chair. I was getting so relaxed. So that was a good time where my nose was really stuffed up, too, so I thank you for that.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah, there you go.
The wonderful thing.
See, folks, it's all about helping each other.
Absolutely.
Now, this show is going so fast. And folks, I am going to tell you that we are going to bring Brenda back for another interview because we just had so many wacky things happening here today and we have so much to talk with you about. But what I want to do is let's just change the topic a little bit because you got a book coming out. And then if we have time, let's both of us share examples of how we've seen Reiki help others.
Oh, I'd love it. That's great.
Okay, so the book. You've got a book coming out. Tell everybody about it.
I do. I partnered with, I did a teleseminar series called The Healthy Wealthy Evolution, and through that I made some amazing contacts. They were all, one of them was Andedra. And Andedra is an angel channeler, and she's an intuitive millionaire coach, and she's just an amazing, amazing woman. And she decided after putting out four books of her own, the publishing house that she was working with actually approached her and said, you should try creating your own publishing arm because you have such a business sense and you have such a great connection. And so last May, she put out a cry for action, a call for action, where she was inviting people to join her book project that she was going to formulate. And so right away, I said yes because I had such a wonderful connection with her. And so the Inner Circle Chronicles, Volume 1, was born. And basically 12 intuitive women from all over the States, and I'm the token Canadian.
Oh, there we go. Hoo-hoo. See, Christopher, us Canadians, we do some good work here, too.
Yes, I know you do.
We have to wave the flag once in a while. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly. No problem. And so we're right now, we're 2 weeks away from publishing it. And we have had such a blast putting our stories together because they do talk about our tragedies to triumphs. There's also poetry in the book. There's also beautiful intuitive photography as well. It's a really beautiful book. I don't think it's going to be available in time for Mother's Day, but just right after, it will be ready to go.
But people can order it now, right? They can pre-order a copy?
Yes.
Is that right?
If they want to go through my link that I've given to Sue, it would be an honor for me to serve you by providing you with a signed copy of the book. And just know that a dollar from the sale of every book will go to a very, very heart-centered cause. And it's for Children's Hospital of Western Ontario in memory of my son who passed away 25 years ago. And so it's the timing was just perfect because, you know, these milestones hit you like a ton of rocks, actually, or a ton of bricks. And I had always wanted to find a way to honor his memory and give back. And the coincidence of this all in alignment was obviously angelically driven and divinely gifted. So I'd love for, you know, for us all to be able to, I would put a list together of everybody who bought the book and give it to Children's Hospital so it can be revered as such a gift of so many hearts in memory of Kenny.
Nice. And maybe this is why this is all happening with our technology today. Maybe this is Kenny saying, bring mommy back for another interview when the book comes out.
Yes, I have no doubt. I have been on, I did a series of calls on News for the Soul, and every one of them, there was so much technology glitches and everything during every one of our sessions. So I am not surprised at all, Sue. It's just the cosmic influences letting us know that they're there and showering us with so much energy that the frequencies of our technology just can't pick up on it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I know all day my ears have been feeling this ringing, like high ringing pitch. And I thought, oh, dear gosh, here we go. What are we up to today? So all you listening, welcome to our world. Right, Brenda?
Absolutely.
Now, I want to share that link that Brenda has talked about. That is on my Facebook fan page, Ask Sue London. So you can check that out and do get it, you know, or pre-order a copy. Brenda, I don't know if I've told you, I have done a lot of work in McMaster Children's Hospital by taking our dogs in and doing pet therapy with them, with the kids. And that has been very rewarding. And I think anything that anybody can do to help a children's hospital, it's just one of the greatest gifts, you know, you can give to help them out. And you know firsthand, too, of being, you know, in that place yourself, right?
Absolutely. Going back all those years ago, Kenny was one of twins. So I had a healthy son and I had a very sick son. And as a nurse, I could appreciate the, you know, the difficulties of dealing with pediatrics. And it would break my heart too much to be a pediatric nurse. But those amazing people went over and above. They treated me like the mother, not like a nurse. And they loved us all through the process, through Kenny's life and his death. And they honored, and even after, at the funeral, many of the staff came and were actually an honor guard for him.
Nice. When do you figure the book will be out? End of May?
Mid-May.
Mid-May. Maybe we'll look at bringing you back in May, and then we'll talk about, you know, more in depth of, you know, the experience that you went as a mom and losing your son. And I don't like saying the word losing because, you know, he's just with you, but in a different form now, right?
Well, he is. And actually he's still looking after his brother because when his brother was an adventurous 15-year-old, he had a near-death experience and actually spent time with Kenny.
Wow.
Yeah. And I did Reiki. Okay. So this is a segue into the amazing things of Reiki. because when I got the call, 3 o'clock in the morning, I had gone to bed knowing my son was in the basement with his friend. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a call that my son is dying in hospital.
Okay.
Oh my God. I mean, you can't imagine. I, you know, it's the worst thing you can ever experience.
Yeah,
I went to the hospital. He was laying there very blue, very unresponsive. And I put my hands on his head in the Reiki hold, and they call it cosmic plug. Anyway, he started to talk, and when he talked, I was able to ask questions, and Kevin was telling me all about the other side and how he saw his brother just as he needed to, and how they were talking without words, and how he could describe his brother, like his hair is spiky, he looks just like me, his eyes are blue, mine are brown. There was no doubt there was this interconnection. There's the twin bond.
Okay.
was such an amazing connection to be able to be there in the presence of both my sons during this time. And then how Kevin was able to tell me how he was being told to go back because mom was going to be crying and very upset. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to leave, but when he did, when he finally said, I'm coming back, and he opened his eyes, within 10 minutes, I had my son back, and we were going home.
Wow. You know, when you're talking about Reiki and helping your sons in that way, I've been really blessed with Reiki in helping my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And you probably have experienced this. Some of you listening may have lost a loved one. Do you see how some loved ones, they kind of pass peacefully and then some kind of fight it? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like they don't want to go, or they're hanging on for their loved ones. Have you seen that,
Absolutely.
Brenda?
Absolutely. I've seen that many times in my practice.
Yeah. And so what happened with my father-in-law, I was getting the message that he didn't have long to be with us on this side. And it was just, it happened so quickly. And people who are going to cross over, folks, so you know, they always choose who's going to be with them. And my husband, Ross, he has a brother and he has three sisters. And a situation unfolded where a phone call came in and they all left, but Ross and I and my one sister-in-law. And it was all about Ross and I helping dad to let go and to join mom and like take her hand and cross to the other side. And it was so moving for me. I've been there and done Reiki on a lot of people and animals as they've crossed. And it was so healing for me to see, you know, him coming out of his body, letting go and taking mom's hand and going into the white light together. And I was so grateful that I could give him Reiki. And practicing for my attunements, I practiced on my husband, Ross. So Ross has his Reiki. And so he was able to do that on his dad too. And that was one of the greatest gifts that I can honestly say that I was blessed that I could do that to help my father-in-law one final time. So now he's on the other side. He's kicking our butts like crazy when we need it. You know what that's like, right, Brenda?
I do. I really do. And you're right. There is no greater honor than to be with somebody at the time of their passing. We live to die, you know, and nobody gives us the manual on doing that. And I remember somebody who was in the process of dying, and he was scared. And I basically was able to tell him, because of the experience with my boys, what to expect and what heaven would be like.
Yeah.
And do you know that man thanked me before he went into his coma and passed? And I will be forever thankful to be able to have that ability to be there. And that's why I still, you know, want to stay around in the nursing field, because it's a sacred gift to be able to work with people, especially in the living, giving them breaking through the pain, fear, anxiety triangles, I say Reiki does, and also helping them to pass through the veil, so to speak.
Yes. I know for me, I find, and this might sound terrible, but Christopher, you can kind of add to this. I find that I'm better with disconnecting when people cross. And I think because I have been to the other side myself, so I know they're going to be okay. Now, I have been with every one of my animals except Molly, right, Christopher? That's when you and I were doing a live show when our dog Molly decided to cross.
That's right, and I had to step in, and I did. It wasn't like I had to, like obligatory.
No, you had to.
No, you're kidding. That's not the way I felt. I felt like I needed to. There's a difference between have to and need to.
Right.
And it was just like some divine thing said, okay, Chris, pick up where Sue left off. Mm-hmm. And that was when Molly was had crossed over.
Mm-hmm. But don't you find it interesting, Chris and Brenda, how the situations can be different in so many ways? You know, with people, with animals, we can be connected physically or you know, we can not attach ourselves. And I will tell you that I do attach myself when the animals are crossing. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. I had a cat who was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and we were shoving pills down this poor cat's throat for like a month. And then at the end of the month, I was supposed to refill the prescription. And if you know, trying to put a pill down a cat's throat, like they'll run the other way, and it's amazing chase. So it was just not possible to carry on. And so I just remember saying, "Thy will be done." And I started doing Reiki with the cat.
Yeah.
And Riley lived for another 3 years because of his daily Reiki sessions that he had. And cats, animals are funny, are really neat because they'll find you when they want it, and they'll jump away when they're done.
It's so true. I know. We lost our Willie, our little Shih Tzu, in January this year, and both Ross and I were giving him Reiki, but we had got him. He was given to us because he was not supposed to live a week when he was born, and he had a stroke when he was 10, and we were able to help him, and we gave him a lot of life, and it's such a blessing to be able to help, you know, an animal, a person. And folks, we're just kind of talking about people and animals here, but there's so much more that Reiki can do to help. We're going to have to save all of this, Brenda, and share more of it when we bring you back when your book comes out, because we're out of time now, my friend. I've just noticed.
It's been amazing. And it's wonderful. And I've been so excited about this time. I'm just so thrilled we had whatever we could have out of this hour. And thank you. Thank you, Reiki guides. Thank you, God.
And Brenda, thank you. And folks, go to my Facebook fan page. Go to my blog on AskSueLinda.com. Brenda's information's all there. I promise, folks, we will bring Brenda back when that book comes out. Watch my Facebook fan page, and I'll give you those details. So thank you, my friend, for joining us. Now, before we go, next week, Christopher, I know, honey, you're turning like the big, do we want to share what that number is?
Oh, the big 4-1. Why not?
Okay. So the big 4-1 for you next weekend, we have a special guest just for you. And that is Joseph Gabby. And he's going to be doing your numerology next week.
Oh, boy.
So the world can learn what Christopher DiPaolo has happening for his birthday. How's that sound?
It was Joseph who instigated the whole Christopher. That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So folks, join us next week when we have I was going to say the old man, but we're on the air. I can't call you that, can I?
That's okay. You can call me the old man. I'm never going to call you an old woman because you're not.
Well, I'm just glad you're not saying BS.
Big sister.
Folks, Christopher and I always say like big sister or big brother, and until he initialed me once and said BS, and that was the end of that. But no, Christopher, we are going to have a very special show next week for you, but on Sunday, please do have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will try and call you. And next week, folks, some lucky listeners are going to have an opportunity to have numerology readings along with Christopher.
All right.
So make sure you call in. Sound wonderful, my friend?
Sounds great.
So, folks, we've had a great show. It's been interesting. I think Brenda's son sure made himself come a part of this show, and that's just more proof that we do have others on the other side. Now, join us next week with Joseph Gabby, and on behalf of our guests, Brenda Pierce, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christie's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christie, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.